Hey guys, this is Life with Indiga and I'm recording my first podcast. I'm pretty excited to be here with you to share my thoughts and ideas. It's been a long time coming. For those of you who've been following me up until now, you'll know that we are behind the scenes with my artistry and with a few other projects that are going on. So stay tuned because things will be moving in the next few months and there'll be some exciting things for you guys to see. So I just wanted to talk about what's going on for me at this stage in my life. For those of you who are unaware, I've just moved to South Africa. South Africa is a beautiful, beautiful country. It is all worlds in one, which is a very interesting place to live in. I am also an empath, which makes living here a pretty difficult time at some stages because obviously there is a lot of poverty and a lot of crime that goes on. I'm super excited to be here though. I'm in the motherland, and for those of you who know a little bit about the motherland, you'll know that it is the homeland for our natives, the Homo sapiens. It is also the homeland to most wildlife. And yeah, it is a beautiful, beautiful place. Something that I wanted to get into today was I'm just going to talk a little bit about expression and why expression is important. And a few things that they don't teach us in school these days, which I actually came across an Instagram post, which actually kind of explained this really, really well. But they said a few things that they don't teach us in school these days is how to unlock your chakras and get rid of negative energy so that you can move forward in life. And I just really want to talk about this topic for a little bit because I really want everyone to understand that it is a part of your world, whether you like it or not. You were born as a spiritual being. And being a spiritual being entails going through energy systems and wavelengths and feelings and vibrations and exchanging those vibrations. It's a constant energy exchange. So expressing yourself means is it gives you the freedom to be the energy that you were designed to be. And for most of you, you'll know that I'm well into the zodiac and into natal charts. Morgaya and I, we just got our natal charts tattooed on our forearms. And if you'd like to read more about this, just head to the blog soon. It will be up for you to read shortly. One very, very important step is getting rid of negative energy so that you can express yourself and so that you can be free. And expressing yourself allows you to get rid of that negative energy. So these two go hand in hand. Like the yin and the yang, they fall together. So venting, and I want to just clarify that to me, venting isn't lying or saying something negative about something or, expressing, just like bad juju. That's not what venting is. Venting is expressing something that is close to you, that is personal, that can be confronting, that you need to get off your chest. It can even just be something really lighthearted, but it's something that you need to express in order to, so that you can hear yourself, you can express your thoughts, you can take hold of your thoughts, and when you've got someone to vent to, that means that you can then reflect on those thoughts with another person's eyes. So, you know, they can help be that mirror and they can help hopefully push you towards growing into being a better person. So I would just like to speak a little bit about expressing yourself and, yeah, reiterate its importance, because I personally love to dance. I personally, love to listen to music. And, you know, it's important that I maintain those things, because if I don't express myself, I begin to lose my energy. And, yeah, I begin to, you know, just decompress as an individual. So, you know, I encourage you guys to step out. If you feel uncomfortable messaging anyone that you know, feel free to message me. If you want to have a chat, I will try to respond. Please message me in English if you can. Otherwise, I will translate, but I can't guarantee that, my message back to you will be 100%. But yeah, guys, go out there, catch your dreams, express yourself to your loved ones, express yourself to you, feel free to be free, and don't be afraid to grow. This is Life with Indiga. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Ciao, ciao.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.